the extra mile. When Jesus advises turning the other cheek and going the extra mile, it is considered hyperbole and impossible by some. Others consider it among the greatest recorded teachings. As always, there's a richness of wisdom in this advice. Turn the other cheek. The Greek verb or slap implies an insult more than enduring physical violence. Jesus advises that silence may actually dampen the insult. Retaliating is more likely to escalate it. More importantly, the response should be designed to bring the other person closer to Christ. Give the cloak as well. The tunic was an inner garment, the cloak the outer garment, often caused by the poor to protect and provide warmth. It could not be taken away by Jewish law. Exodus 22:26-27. In a situation where dispute is intended, in order to maintain peace and save a whole lot more in terms of potential damages, Jesus advises not to fight for rights, to give away the cloak, to look to the Lord for protection and provision. Matthew 6:28-31. Go the second mile. In Jesus' day, a Roman soldier had the right to press any Israelite into carrying his pack for him up to 1 mile. Jesus exhorts us to go beyond the call of duty and reflect Christ's grace to a fallen world. What if people take advantage of us? Understanding the kinds of retaliation in the Bible highlights the supreme wisdom in Jesus' advice. Firstly, unlimited retaliation. Cain's son Lamech talks of 77-fold revenge, which is clearly over the top, and not of the Lord. His son Tubal-Cain took it several notches worse by fashioning every cutting instrument or weapon. Limited retaliation. The fabled eye for eye, tooth for tooth, was part of the legal and judicial system of the nation of Israel, Exodus 21:23-25. God designed the instruction to avoid further damages. No retaliation. When we don't retaliate, we should hand over to God to prevent sin in anger. Romans 12:19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord." Replaced retaliation. Jesus is not teaching absolute pacifism or enabling and encouraging a sinner to do wrong. He teaches us to replace vengeance with grace, collaborate in the mutual best interest of both parties, win the other party to a stronger relationship with yourself and Christ. Have we committed all our hurts and grievances to God? Are we seeking to win those who have hurt us to God by our gracious response?